More than a decade ago, the author Neil Gaiman wrote a short story that captures some of the strangeness of being a teenager discovering the world. It's called How to Talk to Girls at Parties. It's really only one scene. Two boys stumble upon a party where the girls seem rather alien. Because, as it turns out, the girls are actual aliens. Here's Neil Gaiman reading a bit of the story.
Understand me. All the girls at that party, in the twilight, were lovely. They all had perfect faces, but more important than that, they had whatever strangeness of proportion, of oddness or humanity it is that makes a beauty something more than a shop window dummy.
Fast forward to the present day, and the writer-director John Cameron Mitchell has expanded How to Talk to Girls at Parties into a full-length film. Like the story, the movie is set in the 1970s punk scene of Croydon, England, a dingy area south of London. The soundtrack is full of new music that sounds like it could have come from that era. How to Talk to Girls at Parties is a low-budget, independent film with some big-name actors like Nicole Kidman and Elle Fanning. She plays an alien named Zan, a kind of traveler who wants a different way of experiencing life on Earth.
You constantly use words like enrichment and authenticity, but we're behaving more like tourists than travelers.
Zan's big adventure begins when she meets a human boy and runs off with him. Director John Cameron Mitchell's other movies focus on adult themes. His films include Rabbit Hole and Hedwig and the Angry Inch. So I asked him what attracted him to this sweet, punk, sci-fi, Romeo and Juliet tale.
I've always wanted to make my YA teenage love story that had, you know, little idea bombs throughout. One of which is, you know, this idea of punk, you know, being identified in a certain way. My favorite thing is sort of destroying things that are not useful in order for a plethora of other things to grow out of the scorched ground.
That's a great definition.
You know, Nicole Kidman calls it, I wrote her a line saying, it's the fag end of the blues. You know, it's the end of it.
Fag being the British slang for the butt of a cigarette.
Butt of a cigarette, the fag end of the blues, you know, the last gasp.
It is so grounded in the 70s, this movie is. And so many of your stars are young. I mean, Elle Fanning is 20 years old. What did you tell them about this time that you lived through and they did not, to ground them in the details of it?
Well, funnily enough, I mean, the older actors who were generally British, you know, they all knew that. They knew what a midnight movie was. They knew what punk rock was, even if they weren't punks. The kids, they didn't really know about punk, but they were so happy to. When I gave them certain movies to watch and The Filth and the Fury and books about the Roxy, which was the first punk club. And it's funny because I didn't ask them not to wash, which is much more common back then because, you know, I didn't want to do that to the poor dressers and the other actors.
You know, punks and rockers have used alien imagery for a long time, David Bowie most notably, but lots of others too. What do you think happens when you introduce actual aliens into this world of punks?
They kind of take on the form of what aliens might look like to humans in the 70s. So they have rubber suits, they have geometric patterns, they're unnaturally interesting looking, you know, quite beautiful physical specimens. And they're confronted with grubby, messy, bloody, sexy fragrances of bodily fluids and secretions that is repellent for most of them, but is like catnip for Zan, our alien heroine.
Do more punk to me.
So the aliens are, in the tradition of Aliens on Earth movie, learns something from the humans, and the humans learn something from the aliens. It is, you know, our contact or our close encounters, but with much more of a sense of humor and zany midnight movie 70s vibe.
Tell me about Nicole Kidman's character, because she was not in the original Neil Gaiman short story. She was created from whole cloth. If people have seen her in Big Little Lies, this character is basically the exact opposite of that.
Yes, Nicole, Philippa, our writer, wrote a character named Allison who became Boadicea, because I always liked that name. Every British school child knows Boadicea. She was the Celtic princess, or queen, really, who drove the Romans out of London. You know, Nicole's character says the first punk was a she. And Nicole's character really is a bit of Vivian Westwood, a bit of Malcolm McLaren. You know, she's much bodier and braying.
Quiet down, you crowd, shut it! Tonight, I am delighted to announce that the Discords will be welcoming a guest singer who will also be modelling some of my...
Westler!
Shut your gaping gob! He's on probation!
Just to give people an image of Boadicea, Nicole Kidman's character, we're talking about spiky silver and black hair and a high collar piece that's made entirely out of zippers and very strong eyeliner. She's somebody you don't mess with.
No. So she was just there for like 6 days and really kicked ass. And she was really a pro about it. But we kind of, you know, forced her into a non-comfortable zone with our rock and roll filming techniques. Because, you know, she got hit in the head with a guitar. And one of the actors kept spitting her in her face by accident. And she
Hated
that. Well, he was the punk singer, you know. And she actually hauled off and cracked him across the face when he did it one too many times.
Really?
Yeah, and I kept it in the film.
What are you, suicidal?
Ah! You remind me of my mum.
Good!
Bo! Amber Golden Goose!
You haven't laid a golden egg yet, have you? I've had it, Slap.
So where's the after party? Wait,
your films have almost always been about outsiders, whether it was Hedwig and the Angry Inch, which is about a transgender woman from East Berlin, or Short Bus, which is about sexual outsiders in a different way. This movie is much less explicitly queer, but do you still see a connection with the other feature films you've made?
Yeah. I mean, you know, for me, rock and roll and punk are queer. There's a queerness about rock and roll and gender bending. But I do think of How to Talk to Girls as a queer film. It's how you look at things as opposed to who you have sex with that makes you queer. It's how you look at the world through a bit of a prism of perhaps the fluidity of gender, the understanding that the underdog has something to say that might be useful to society. So I think of How to Talk to Girls as definitely a part of my, you know, landscape and the things that I'm interested in. I came out of comic books and science fiction and fantasy, and I want to explore that more. And you put Broadway, Borscht Belt, punk rock, glam rock, and comic books together, and you probably get one of my films.
John Cameron Mitchell, thank you so much for talking with us about your new movie.
You're welcome, Ari.
The film is called How to Talk to Girls at Parties. John Cameron Mitchell is the director and co-screenwriter.